14. Alas, alas for Hamlin! There came into many a burgher's pate a text which says that heaven's gate opens to the rich at as easy rate as the needle's eye takes a camel in. The mayor sent east, west, north, and south to offer the piper by word of mouth, wherever it was men's lot to find him, silver and gold to his heart's content, if he'd only return the way he went, and bring the children behind him. But when they saw it was a lost endeavour, and piper and dancers were gone for ever, they made a decree that lawyers never should think their records dated duly, if after the day of the month and year these words did not as well appear. And so long after what happened here, on the 22nd of July, 1376, and the better in memory to fix, the place of the children's last retreat, they called it the Pied Piper's Street, where anyone playing on pipe or tabor was sure for the future to lose his labor, nor suffered they hostelry or tavern to shock with mirth a street so solemn. But opposite the place of the cavern, they wrote the story on a column, and on the great church window painted, the same to make the world acquainted, how their children were stolen away. And there it stands to this very day. And I must not omit to say that in Transylvania there's a tribe of alien people that ascribe the outlandish ways and dress on which their neighbors lay such stress to their fathers and mothers having risen out of some subterraneous prison into which they were trepanned long time ago in a mighty band out of Hamlin town in Brunswick land, but how or why they don't understand.